Hi, everyone. My name is Michael, and I am an alcoholic. I haven't done this in a while, so we'll get what we get. First of all, I wanted to welcome all the new people. If you think you have a problem with alcohol, you probably do, and you're in the right place. These meetings saved my life, and I'm grateful every day that I got here. So the token takers and the anniversary, it's like congratulations. It's amazing. You know, you don't drink a day at a time. You go to bed one night, and you wake up, and you're celebrating 9 and 12 years, and it's all done a day at a time. So congratulations, and keep coming. I need to see you. I need to hear you, and basically be grateful. I was told to basically when I came in and in the instructions what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I actually just moved here from Boston about a year ago. So one other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to thank Larry. You know, Larry and I worked together, and when I first met him, I thought, this guy's insane. I thought he was totally insane, you know. You know, today, you know, I don't think that anymore. I know it, you know. I totally know it. But the thing about Larry is that, you know, he really is a great ambassador for this program. He's one of the people that I know that not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk, you know. And he's someone that I would totally trust with my life. Not necessarily with a secret, but with my life. With my life, I would. What it was like for me, I grew up in an alcoholic family. My mother was an alcoholic. I had four brothers, two older, two younger. Nice Irish Catholic family that was, we were taught, you don't feel anything. We weren't allowed to have feelings. If you had a feeling, it was met with a beating. You know, it was all about putting on this facade of being the perfect family in the world, and we were all totally dying inside. My only recollections of childhood are all fear-based. I was afraid of absolutely everything and everyone. And that's, you know, that was my life, you know. The grace of God entered my life at 6 years old. Being a nice little Catholic family, I became an altar boy, you know. And I was given access to these bottles of wine, you know. It was amazing, you know. I was 6 years old. I could barely tie my shoes, but I knew that if I mixed enough water with the bottles of wine, I wouldn't get, you know, I wouldn't get caught, you know. And I stacked the bottles in certain ways, so I knew I had the system, you know. Normally, altar boys, if you're, you know, by the time you're in the fourth or fifth grade, you're done, you know. I was like a sophomore, junior in high school, and they told me, it's like, you got to leave, you know. And it was like, you know, it was just free booze, and it took away the fear. It took away the fear at an early age. I had my first blackout when I was 13. I graduated from high school when I was 17. Someone wrote in my yearbook, good luck in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And the thing about that was I was proud of that, that I was someone, you know. That was the first time I was actually proud of who I was, you know. Shortly after that, booze stopped working, and I had a tough year, you know, and attempted suicide a couple of times because I was so desperate. The fear, I lived my life in fear, you know. I ended up going off to college, and the only thing that I learned in college the first 3 years was what drugs worked to allow me to drink more and use alcohol, you know. Somehow, when I was about 18 or 19 years old, I had an older brother that got sober. My mother got sober. My first AA meeting, I was either 18 or 19 years old, and my mother took me here. You know, it was the worst experience of my life. It really turned me against AA at that point. I absolutely hated AA. I never wanted to be back. She would drag me whenever the spirit moved her, you know, and I would come, but I hated being here. I remember going to my brother's first year anniversary, and him standing up here telling his story. And he was telling things that happened in our family that were never put into words before, and it was the most humiliating experience of my life, you know, and I hated being there, you know. And I continued to drink, you know, and get in jackpots for the next, you know, 10 years. When I hit rock bottom, you know, this was the last place I wanted to be. This was the last place I wanted to come, and I called all these other places. This is the only place that worked, you know. I came, and like my last few days, I knew I had a friend call me, say he was speaking at a meeting on a Thursday night, and I was given a gift of knowing that if I chose to, I never had a drink again, a day at a time. And I had one last drink, And I, you know, I went to all these places. Well, half of them I don't remember where I went, but I ended up, and I knew that if I knew, somehow I knew I had, that I never had to drink again. I need to listen to these people, you know. And part of, you know, I came in here, and I didn't want to stop drinking. I wanted to learn how to drink and not end up in jail, not end up in car accidents, not end up, like, losing days. But it didn't work, you know. And when I stopped drinking, when it took away the alcohol, all that fear, 10 times that fear was back, you know. In my first few years of sobriety, actually, to back up a little bit, my last drink was August 25th, 1982. A day at a time. It's been a day at a time, you know. And I quit drinking. All that fear came back, you know. I cannot, you know, I hear some people say, oh, yeah, you know, I was in treatment for 30 days and I've done the 12 steps. It's like, I couldn't even say my name for the first year, you know. It took me over a year. I literally, my sponsor set it up for me to speak at, when I had 90 days, and it was the day before Thanksgiving. And I was supposed to be like this speaker and speak for like 40 minutes. I got up to the podium. I said, my name is Michael, and I'm an alcoholic. And I sobbed for like 45 minutes. It was like everyone in the room invited me to Thanksgiving dinner because they thought I was going to kill myself. You know, I was that pathetic. But it was like I lost my best friend when I quit drinking. I lost, you know, any nurturing that I had. I lost absolutely everything. And I was a total mess. We have 5 minutes left. Good. Halfway done. You know, it's a what, you know, life is life. Life, I've had a good, you know, a lot of good things have happened to me in my life since I've been sober. A lot of bad things have happened to me. You know, that's life, you know. What I do today, you know, is what I did 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I live my life a day at a time. You know, when I get up in the morning, I get on my knees. Before I even pee, I do the first three steps every single day because that's more important to me because I have this built-in forgetter that if I don't remind myself that I'm an alcoholic, I'm going to forget it. You know, I still, you know, because I haven't drank in a few 24 hours, I still think like an alcoholic. I still have an alcoholic's thinking, and I need to be reminded on a daily basis. I need to be grateful. I worked the steps, the 12 steps, you know. I didn't do it in a year or two. It took me a few years to do it, and that's okay. It's all about doing, it's all about not drinking a day at a time, you know. And that's my, that's what I do today. I work the steps. A person told me, you know, I didn't understand it for a few years. I would go to this meeting. This guy would always talk about, you know, and Larry's going to make fun of me because he makes fun of the way I talk, but he always talked about, you know, if you sit in a garage, you're not going to become a car, you know. And it's like kind of like sitting in an AA meeting, you know. You might stop drinking, but you need to get sober. And what I did to get sober, I got involved. I set up chairs. I made coffee, bad coffee, but I made coffee, you know. Getting involved was key for me. Working out, you know, reaching my hand out, helping another alcoholic is what helped me also. The more I reach out, the more I get, the more sober, you know, and it's like kind of, I have a life today that is second to none. People used to say that, and I'm like, yeah, you're crazy, you know. So, you know, time is almost up. If you're struggling, if you're new and struggling, if you're old and struggling, you know, just don't drink for a day. You know, reach out, call someone, come to a meeting, you know. The most important meeting I've been told is my next meeting, you know. Get yourself to another meeting. It's amazing, you know. You don't drink a day at a time, and you can have this life, you know. And it has been a while since I spoke. So the thing is, don't leave before the miracle. And the thing is, you'll be amazed before you're halfway through. Thank you, and please come back.